Meeting Module Unit 7, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this unit, you learn to understand questions and answers used in setting up an informal meeting. If you think that you might have forgotten the meanings of these sentences, go back to the end of the C1 tape and review them. If you think that you understand the meanings of all the sentences on the target list, you should begin learning how to say them. The situations on this tape are set in Taiwan. Miss White, an American diplomatic official newly posted to the ROC, is calling up Mr. Zhang, the president of an import-export company to whom she was recently introduced. Listen as Mr. Zhang answers the phone.
Why?
张先生吗?
是的,您是不是白女士?
是,张先生,我有点事想跟您打听打听。
Repeat the verb to inquire.
打听,打听。
Repeat, inquire from you.
跟您打听打听。跟您打听打听。
Compare this phrase to another you recently learned, 向您请教. The phrase here, 跟您打听, is less formal and asks for information rather than advice. Notice also that in this phrase, the prepositional verb 跟 is used, and it's translated as from. Repeat, I have something I'd like to ask you about.
我有点事想跟您打听打听。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. I have something I'd like to ask you about.
我有点事想跟您打听打听。
Now you take part in the phone conversation. Ask if you are speaking to Mr. Zhang, and say that you have something that you'd like to ask him about.
Why?
张先生吗?
是的,您是不是白女士?
是,张先生,我有点事想跟您打听打听。
Again.
Why?
张先生吗?
是的,您是不是白女士?
The
conversation continues. Listen.
什么事?
听说您那边新来了一位方先生,是刚派来的,他的名字我忘记了。
Repeat, to hear that, literally, to hear say.
听说.
Now repeat, a Mr. Fang came recently.
新来了一位方先生.
Notice that the adjectival verb 新, to be new, is used here as an adverb translated as recently. How do you say, a Mr. Fang came recently?
新来了一位方先生.
Notice that you put the subject, Mr. Fang, at the end of the sentence. When you do this, the subject becomes indefinite, a Mr. Fang, instead of the Mr. Fang. Here's another example. Repeat, where is there a restaurant?
哪里有饭馆子?
Now, if you'd been talking about a new restaurant which sounds like a good place to go, you might ask, where is the restaurant? This is how you say it. Repeat it.
饭馆子在哪里? 饭馆子在哪里?
Chinese can use different word orders to communicate the idea of indefinite or definite, while English uses the words a or the. How would you say, where is there a place which sells books?
哪里有卖书的
？How would you say, where is the place which sells books?
卖书的在哪里
？Let's return to the conversation now. Repeat, you've recently had a Mr. Fang join you, or more literally, at your place, there's recently come a Mr. Fang.
你那边新来了一位方先生。你那边新来了一位方先生。
Notice that you say 你那边 This is because you're talking about where he works, his office, so you say your place. Now repeat, you've recently had a Mr. Fang join you, who's just been assigned to your office.
你那边新来了一位方先生，是刚派来的。你那边新来了一位方先生，是刚派来的。
You'll remember that the verb 派 means to assign or send. Here it's used with the directional ending 来. Repeat, I've heard that you've recently had a Mr. Fang join you, who's just been assigned to your office.
听说你那边新来了一位方先生，是刚派来的。听说你那边新来了一位方先生，是刚派来的。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. I've heard that you've recently had a Mr. Fang join you, who's just been assigned to your office.
听说你那边新来了一位方先生，是刚派来的。
Now repeat the word for given name.
名字，名字。
And repeat the verb to forget.
忘记，忘记。
Repeat, I've forgotten his given name.
他的名字我忘记了。他的名字我忘记了。
Notice that the object, his given name, is put up front in the topic position. This is because you're contrasting forgetting his given name with all the other things about him that you did remember, such as his surname. How do you say, I've forgotten his given name?
他的名字我忘记了。
How do you say, I've heard that you've recently had a Mr. Fang join you who's just been assigned to your office?
听说你那边新来了一位方先生是刚派来的。
And how do you say, I've forgotten his given name?
他的名字我忘记了。
Here's a quick vocabulary review. What's the verb to inquire?
打听
How do you say, I've heard that?
听说
What's the word for given name?
名字
And what's the verb to forget?
忘记
Let's pick up the conversation now with Miss White's last line. Listen.
听说你那边新来了一位方先生，是刚派来的。他的名字我忘记了。
不错，方德明是上个礼拜派到我们这里来的。
Repeat, not wrong. Used here as that's right.
不错，不错。
Now repeat, was sent over here last week.
是上个礼拜派到我们这里来的。 是上个礼拜派到我们这里来的。
In a previous unit, you learned the phrase 改到下午 change it to the afternoon. Now you see the phrase 派到我们这里来 send over here. In each of these sentences, some verb showing action is followed by the prepositional verb 到 and a place word. Often, all of this is followed by the verbs 来 or 去 to show direction. Repeat, 方德明 was sent over here last week.
方德明是上个礼拜派到我们这里来的。方德明是上个礼拜派到我们这里来的。
Here's another example. Repeat, please take the suitcases upstairs.
请你把行李拿到楼上去。请你把行李拿到楼上去。
Now repeat again. That's right. Fang Deming was sent over here last week.
不错，方德明是上个礼拜派到我们这里来的。不错，方德明是上个礼拜派到我们这里来的。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. That's right. 方德明 was sent over here last week.
不错，方德明是上个礼拜派到我们这里来的。
The conversation continues. Listen.
怎么？你认识他吗？
不认识，不过听说他也是加州大学毕业的，所以想请您给我介绍介绍。
Repeat the verb to know in the sense of to be acquainted with.
认识，认识。
Repeat, why? Do you know him?
怎么？你认识他吗？怎么？你认识他吗？
Notice that the question word 怎么 is used to mean why here. Say it ahead of the speaker. Why? Do you know him?
怎么？你认识他吗？
Try saying it again. This time you'll get a reply.Say, why, do you know him?
怎么，你认识他吗？
不认识，不过听说他也是加州大学毕业的，所以想请您给我介绍介绍。
Again.
怎么，你认识他吗？
不认识。不过听说他也是加州大学毕业的，所以想请您给我介绍介绍。
Repeat the verb to graduate.
毕业，毕业。
Repeat, he also graduated from the University of California.
他也是加州大学毕业的。他也是加州大学毕业的。
In English you say, I graduated from such and such university. But notice that in Chinese, no prepositional verb is used. You simply use the 是的 construction to emphasize the place, followed by the verb to graduate, 毕业. Repeat, however, I've heard that he also graduated from the University of California.
不过听说他也是加州大学毕业的。不过听说他也是加州大学毕业的。
Say it ahead of the speaker. However, I've heard that he also graduated from the University of California. Now repeat. So I wanted to ask you to introduce me to him.
所以想请你给我介绍介绍。所以想请你给我介绍介绍。
Say it ahead of the speaker. So I wanted to ask you to introduce me to him.
所以想请你给我介绍介绍。
Now repeat. However, I've heard that he also graduated from the University of California, so I wanted to ask you to introduce me to him.
不过听说他也是加州大学毕业的，所以想请你给我介绍介绍。不过听说他也是加州大学毕业的，所以想请你给我介绍介绍。
The conversation continues. Listen.
没问题，我看看。好，我们现在都有功夫。你现在能来吗？
行。
Repeat the word for problem or question.
问题，问题。
Repeat, no problem.
没问题，没问题。
Notice that the negative marker 没 is used, but the verb itself, 有, has been omitted. You'll hear it both ways. 没有问题 or 没问题。Repeat, no problem, I'll take a look. Okay, we're both free now.
没问题，我看看。好，我们现在都有功夫。没问题，我看看。好，我们现在都有功夫。
Say it yourself now. No problem, I'll take a look.Okay, we're both free now.
没问题，我看看。好，我们现在都有功夫。
Now repeat. Can you come now?
你现在能来吗？你现在能来吗？
Now try the whole thing. You'll get a reply. No problem, I'll take a look. Okay, we're both free now. Can you come now?
没问题，我看看。好，我们现在都有功夫。你现在能来吗？
行。
Again.
没问题，我看看。好，我们现在都有功夫。你现在能来吗？
行。
Miss White continues, listen.
我马上到您办公室来，差不多半个钟头就到。
Repeat the word for right away or immediately.
马上，马上。
Repeat, I'll come to your office right away.
我马上到您办公室来。我马上到您办公室来。
As an adverb, 马上 comes before the verb phrase. Now repeat almost, literally, doesn't differ much.
差不多，差不多。
Repeat, I'll be there in about a half hour.
差不多，半个钟头就到。差不多，半个钟头就到。
When the word 就 is used after a time phrase indicating duration, it means by then, and shows time when. Try saying ahead of the speaker, I'll come to your office right away.
我马上到您办公室来。
Try saying, I'll be there in about half an hour.
差不多半个钟头就到。
Try responding to the question yourself now. When he suggests a time, say that it's fine. You'll come to his office right away. You'll be there in about half an hour.
我们现在都有功夫，你现在能来吗？
行，我马上到您办公室来。差不多半个钟头就到。
Again.
我们现在都有功夫，你现在能来吗？
行，我马上到您办公室来，差不多半个钟头就到。
Now let's review the whole conversation. Try putting it into Chinese sentence by sentence. Hello?
Why?
Is this Mr. Zhang?
张先生吗?
Yes, is this Miss White?
是的,您是不是白女士?
Yes, Mr. Zhang, I have something I'd like to ask you about.
是,张先生,我有点事,想跟您打听打听。
What is it?
什么事?
I've heard that you've recently had a Mr. Fang join you, who's just been assigned to your office.
听说您那边新来了一位方先生,是刚派来的。
I've forgotten his name.
他的名字我忘记了。
That's right. Fang Deming was sent over here last week.
不错。方德明是上个礼拜派到我们这里来的。
Why? Do you know him?
怎么？你认识他吗？
I don't know him.
不认识。
However, I've heard he also graduated from the University of California, so I wanted to ask you to introduce me to him.
不过听说他也是加州大学毕业的，所以想请您给我介绍介绍。
No problem. I'll take a look. Okay, we're both free now.
没问题，我看看。好，我们现在都有功夫。
Can you come now?
你现在能来吗?
That'll be fine. I'll come to your office right away.
行, 我马上到您办公室来。
I'll be there in about half an hour.
差不多半个钟头就到。
This is the end of the tape. End of Meeting Module Unit 7, Production Tape 1.